What's up, everybody? This is Mario, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Endurance and Mastery. And today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you a story about something that I've been noticing with my results on my Instagram Reels. And these are short little videos that I'm putting up on social media and how basically it hasn't been going the way that I want, but what I'm learning from it. So first, I'm going to roll a trailer, and then we're going to get into it. Do you want to complete an endurance event and elevate all areas of your life, but you don't know where to start? Then you're in the right place. Talking Endurance and Mastery is a podcast to help you create a vision and take steps towards your goals and dreams. I'm your coach, Mario Minner. I've completed events like Ironmans and ultra marathons, but I believe the true benefit from endurance events is how they help you become the best version of yourself. Join me as I share stories, lessons, and interview guests to help you apply endurance and mastery principles into every area of your life. Are you ready? Let's go. All right, everybody, welcome back. So, like I mentioned in the intro, what I want to do today is tell you a story about something that I've been noticing with my Instagram Reels and what it has to do with endurance, and maybe some lessons that might resonate with you with wherever you are going and with whatever you are pushing forward right now. So if you know my story, then you know that I'm a big believer in consistency. I am the do one thing every day and do it for a long period of time and just be amazed by the results. And this podcast is just an example of that, because this podcast started off as I'm going to do a podcast every single day for a year challenge. And if you go all the way back to the early episodes, you can start to hear the progression, and you can hear and you can even see that I did a podcast every single day for a year, and I learned a lot in the process. And the first like five episodes, I was super excited, I was super passionate, and you know, really like looking forward to recording the episodes. And then the honeymoon phase wore off, and I realized how hard it was going to be. And I realized like this was going to be a serious amount of work. This is going to be a grind, and there were ebbs and flows along the way. But you know, even after 200 episodes, I was like seriously thinking about giving up on it. There was the doubt that comes in when you're doing something hard. I felt like the results weren't really there. There weren't that many people that were listening. But I just decided to keep going because I was committed to doing a podcast every single day for a year. You know, after another 100 episodes, after 300 episodes total, I looked at the stats and I noticed that the podcast was now ranking in the top 10% of all of the podcasts in the whole world. And it was just this lesson for me to keep going, even though, you know, there's going to be moments where the honeymoon phase wears off, even though there's going to be moments when I want to quit. I just need to stay committed to the long term. I need to be consistent. I need to show up, and I need to keep going. So that has really become my model for success with really everything that I do. And that's something that I really try and focus on is what can I do every single day to move me closer to my goals? If that's fitness related, with training for a 100-mile ultra, if that's with podcasting, if that's with my business, with my coaching clients, with my relationships, that is something that I really focus on. So as I was thinking about my goals for the beginning of the year, I recognized that I was doing a lot of podcasts, but not a lot of people knew about it. And thinking about where people are, I know that a lot of people are on social media. And so in order to kind of spread my message of endurance and the power of real endurance and how you become a better person along the way, I realized that I needed to grow my social media. And I spent a lot of time on Instagram, so I felt like that was a good place to start. And just like with the podcast, I kind of started to set a goal of publishing a reel or a piece of content every single day for a year on Instagram. And I started doing that actually back in March. And as of the time of this recording, I've done that for 170 days in a row. Now, if you're not familiar with Reels, These are just short little videos, short form videos where, you know, you can share a certain message. And it's a lot like Instagram's version of TikTok. And honestly, at first, I was super nervous to even create my first one, but I went for it. And to my amazement, one of the first reels that I created got 3,700 views. And just like that, it was something that probably took me 5 minutes. I put it up there and I was just talking about a podcast episode that I did. And I don't know how it happened, but it got 3,700 views. And honestly, it was probably Instagram's way of trying to boost your early reels so that you kind of get hooked. But whatever they did, it actually hooked me. And I started putting out reels every single day. And like I said, I've been doing that for the past 170 days. So if you aren't following me on Instagram, just go to mario.minert and follow me so you can see the progression of the reels that I've done over time. And it was kind of following this goal of posting on Instagram is kind of following a similar trend that I had with the podcast. You know, I was kind of excited at first. I had some early success. It was kind of this new thing I was kind of figuring out, and it was fun. And the first couple of weeks, and even just the first like month or so, maybe even more than that, I felt like it was really fun because it was something that was new. I was being challenged. I was interested, and I had a lot of fun doing that. And then I started to hit that same point that I did in the podcast where I started to, you know, slow down a little bit, and I started to recognize, okay, this is going to be kind of hard. But I've been working on the process and trying to figure it out. And I've hit a similar lull. And now the whole point of this podcast is the previous, let's say 140 or 150 days, I was averaging anywhere from in between 1,000 to 2,000 views per reel. So I create a reel, I create a short little video, and around 2,000 people view that reel. And that was kind of the norm. That was kind of the baseline. And I got used to creating something, having it be, you know, 1,000 to 2,000. Anything above 2,000 for me was a pretty good piece of content. And it's just kind of interesting saying that out loud, because over the past 2 weeks, I don't know what happened, but my normal views went from 1,000 to 2,000 to 100 to 200, just like that. And for whatever reason, it has completely just deflated me. It has taken a lot of that energy out, and it can be really frustrating to be focused on something every single day, putting a piece of content together. Sometimes it takes, you know, 20 minutes, sometimes it takes 30 minutes, sometimes it takes 40 minutes or longer. And then to put it out there and just kind of, it almost feels like you put it out there and it just flops and nobody watches it. Nobody really engages with it. And it can be really hard to keep going in these moments. And so it's been just day after day, putting something out, you know, 150, putting something out 200. And it creates a lot of these thoughts of like, I'm just kind of embarrassed. Like, why am I even doing this? It's not worth it to be putting in this time if I'm not getting the results that I want. And, you know, just kind of even those thoughts of maybe I should just give up. Maybe I should just try something else. And I've honestly like had nights where I've been thinking about, okay, I've got to post a reel, and I think about it and I just think about this negative outcome. It creates this kind of avoidant energy. I procrastinate on it for an hour or more. I try and distract myself with something, and then I realize, okay, I actually need to do this. I come back to it, I put it out there, and it's just kind of this really negative loop that I've gotten into. But in these situations, I try and remind myself like of the long-term commitment. And these are the times when pretty much everybody else out there would bail, but I just need to keep going. I need to stay committed to the outcome and to the process. And I've done this before. I've done this with training for Ironman events, with training for an ultra, with doing a podcast every single day for a year. And I just need to like come back to those moments and apply what I've learned there to this situation. So past couple of weeks, 200, 100, 300, 400, 200, 100 views on my videos. And it was more than 2 weeks straight of that. Just 4 days ago, I created a very similar video to what I have been creating previously. And I'm driving after I had created this video. I was actually volunteering at the Everesting event in Utah. And all of a sudden, my Apple Watch starts vibrating constantly. I'm like, what is going on? And I realized, I looked at my alerts and I realized that there were followers, new followers that were coming in. And once I had driven and had gotten to the event that I was at, I looked at the performance of the reel because those followers were new followers that come from new reels. And I realized that the reel that I had created had reached 16,000 people. And so to put this into context, the previous video that I had done that was the best was around 6,000 views. And then after 2 weeks of 200 or 300 and 400, I put one out there that reaches 16,000 people. So it's almost three times better than my previous high. And this came after all of those lows. And so that was kind of cool, but I was super distracted, super busy on the event. And so then I decided to do decided to focus on what I was doing. Now, the following day, I'm feeling a little bit more energized. I put another reel together and the same thing happens. I start getting a lot of these alerts for people that are watching it, engaging with it. And this reel had exploded to almost 40,000 people had viewed that reel. So again, to put that into context, that was almost eight times better than my previous reel. And it came after 2 weeks straight of 100 and 200 and 300 types of views. Now, it's just so crazy kind of looking back on it. How easy would it be for me to just give up and to, move on after 2 weeks of the down views, 2 weeks of just the negative energy? And thinking about if I were to give up, maybe I wouldn't have experienced the high of having, two videos reach almost 60,000 people. So it's just kind of crazy to reflect on. And, this is all because I kept going. And I think this is just a lesson that I've learned time and time again from the podcast, from training, from creating content, from being an entrepreneur, that you need to keep going. Whatever you're going through, whatever your results are, however you're feeling, you just need to keep going. And you need to stay committed to the long term. And it's really easy in the moment to stay focused on, today or yesterday and just not feel like you have enough energy to keep going. But when you just come up for air, you stay focused, you stay committed to the long term, then it's easier for you to keep going. And it's just crazy to me that how close I was to the 16,000 and to the 40,000 views from the 200 and the 300 and the 400. And I think that it's true for you too. You are closer than you think to blowing up. You are closer than you think to, reaching that next level, whatever that is for you. And, so that's another thing that I learned. Another thing that I'm constantly reminded of with this story is, it's just so much more important to be consistent than to be motivated. Because these past couple of weeks, I haven't been motivated, but I've been consistent. And because I've been consistent, I'm now getting back to the types of results that I want to see. So as I bring it back to you, I tell that whole story to bring it back to a few different points. Wherever you are at in your journey, if you're training for a big event, if you're, thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, if you have a creative project, I want you to remind yourself of these lessons that you probably already know and lessons that I know are true, but I'm relearning through this process. One, keep going. Whatever it is, you're doing. Just keep going. It's important to you. People are noticing what you're doing. You're impacting people with the work that you're doing. So you need to keep going. The second thing is you're closer than you think. You're closer than you think to a breakthrough. You're closer than you think to that next level of success. And the last thing, focus more on being consistent than motivated. So I hope that that was helpful for you. If it was, go ahead and leave a 5-star review to let me know that you really resonate with this message. And until next time, I'll talk to y'all later.